Time now for your letters. First, a correction. Last week, we brought you the story of Colton Harris Moore, an 18-year-old bandit who's been dubbed the modern-day Jesse James. We reported that Harris Moore has been on the run for 8 months. He's actually been evading police for 20 months. The story about Harris Moore, who is suspected of stealing several cars, a couple of boats, and at least 2 planes, was among the most popular on NPR.org. A number of you said you were actually rooting for the young outlaw. But Judy Matthews of Tallahassee, Florida writes, "Shame on you for promoting the escapades of this person. That time could have been spent on a story to encourage young people to do better things, not worse." And Margaret Leaf of Phoenix, Arizona, left this comment. "This is such a sad story. This kid is lost. He will go to prison when he is caught, and he may come out hardened enough to murder. Certainly he will come out worse than when he went in. He has no future now. We all failed him. A bright child, now a bright criminal." And you either loved her or you hated her. Don't stop, make it pop. But Kesha was the queen of the Weekend Edition inbox this week. The letters poured in after Scott Simon's interview with the pop star last Saturday. Annette Kobe of Denver writes, "With all the up-and-coming and established musicians out there, he picked her? Come on, you can do much better. I thought this radio station was supposed to be a bit more cultivated and cultured than most. What an insult." And Elizabeth Sanchez of San Francisco called the interview excruciating. She says, "We listen to NPR precisely to avoid this sort of stupidity." But many of our listeners were on Team Kesha. Scott Keister of Cypress, Texas writes, "I don't listen to NPR to hear that kind of music, but I do listen to hear intelligent, thoughtful people talk about their art, which the young lady did in spades." Linda Ambrosia of Hilo, Hawaii says she found herself joyfully dancing in the kitchen. And Jody Barkley of Ohio says, "I'm a 67-year-old white lady from conservative Cincinnati, and I think she rocks." And for those of you who wrote in with letters of support for Weekend Edition host Scott Simon, we called him during our editorial meeting this week, and you'll be glad to know that his surgery went well. And his voice sounds great. Scott, thanks you for your well wishes. We want to hear from you. You can send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. And you can send us a tweet at twitter.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.